Welcome, I'm Halcyon, this is Hug Nation. Today, I want to follow up on a topic that I addressed last week about just being done with being upset, just being giving myself permission to be free from anger, or at least give myself breaks. I was feeling a lot of responsibility, a lot of obligation to just stay in a state of upset. And I gave myself permission to be at peace and to focus on gratitude and to enjoy life. And I had this massive shift in energy, this massive shift in just mindset. You know, a cloud was lifted as I returned to joy, returned to an appreciation of life. And then I got a few emails from people that I'll try to address later, some criticism, and I kind of, myself, kind of maybe too quickly went back to read Facebook posts and news articles, and I did not stay 100% in that state of joy. Of course, I wouldn't expect to stay 100%, but I slipped out of my strength, my footing, my grounding within 2 days, within 48 hours, I was kind of like, ugh. And I was a little frustrated, like, man, come on. I just had this epiphany about giving myself permission to be happy, and how come I'm so quickly falling back into the negative patterns and negative thoughts? One of them is an obvious one, which is that, well, you can't meditate for peace and then read something that gives you anxiety and expect to keep the peace. Yes, the thing you read is going to give you anxiety. But the other thing, I was walking on the beach and had this epiphany as I was explaining my situation to my friend Zachariah, and I was who I just happened to run into on the beach. Like, he was like, maybe he flew down as an angel. That would make as much sense as anything, considering how perfectly timed the encounter was. And as I was explaining to him this dilemma I was having between guilt and joy, between peace and anxiety, and as I explained, I was like, oh my gosh! And here's what it was: is that my heart knows that I am a better person. I am more grounded. I am more strong. I am more who I'm supposed to be when I am focused on being joyful. Not hedonistic, but joyful. When I am focused on gratitude, when I am focused on cultivating self-care mindset, when I'm protective of my moods and my health, if I focus on being healthy and happy and joyous, then I am a presence of good in the world. I will be of service to the world in the right way. Now, I don't know exactly how I'll be of service, but I just have to have faith, and I do have faith that when I'm in that strong place, I will play the role that I'm meant to play in the grand unfolding of the universe. Now, is that mean that it's big and fantastic and that I'm gonna, stop a dump truck from ruining something sacred? Does it mean I'm going to drill a well and save a bunch of people? Or does it mean that I'm just going to walk my walk in integrity? Unknown. But by walking my walk in integrity, I leave up to God and the universe and destiny to decide what the rippling effects of that are. Okay, so I know that in my heart, that that's what I need to do. And I have faith that if I do that, it will equate to goodness. But there's another player, my head. And so the voice in my head is filled with guilt and obligation and a narrative about all the things that are going wrong and how important it is to stay vigilant and stay angry. People, when I said, hey, I'm done being upset, they go, hey, anger is a gift, especially right now. And I'm like, suddenly I feel guilty. Am I a bad person for not staying angry? I'm not saying that I'm going to turn my back on the world. I'm not saying I'm going to live in a mountaintop in isolation. I'm just trying to allow myself the protection required to be happy and joyful and strong. But the head just keeps, is filled with all sorts of pretty good arguments about why the world is going to hell and why my energy and time and voice is needed to protect what's important. And that is the voice and the narrative that has been a part of my everyday life, you know, for the last 6 months or more, as through the whole election cycle, feeling that obligation, feeling that guilt, and sometimes made more significant when I hear, get emails or comments from people, either projecting or asking me to use my megaphone for some cause or message, or criticizing me for not doing so much so. And you know, I do believe that there, you know, as I am honored that you are listening in this moment, and I feel like, yes, there is a certain responsibility. If you are listening, then I want to make sure that I value your time. I want to stay in integrity. I don't want to manipulate. But I also, you know, like if the world was falling apart, if there were, we were about to have a massive earthquake and I knew it, you know, and you were listening right now, I would take a break from talking about hugging to say, hey, make sure you've got some water, you know, go fill up any container you have, because we might lose access to water in the next few minutes. And I feel like I've been in a constant state of, there's about to be an earthquake, 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 there's about to be an earthquake. And I think that there's probably a lot of people that, you know, have tuned in to Hug Nation expecting a reminder of love, integrity, presence, and we've been like, hey, you know, like, my Facebook feed is full of alarmist news. I really don't need that from you, especially you. I got a message, you know, 6 months ago, someone saying, hey, dude, I appreciate you trying to stay involved, but this is not your jam. And so what's happening with this head voice and this heart voice, once I put it into those categories and I recognize, oh, these are the two voices in this conversation, it became so obvious. Right, my heart and my head are arguing. And once I put it into those two terms, it was obvious who I need to listen to. My heart. Doesn't mean I never pay attention to what my head is saying. It just means that now that I know these two players in this fight, I know what will serve me the most, and that is my heart. And I also feel like my path up until now has shown me that that is where my purpose and my heart lies. Excuse me, my purpose and I guess my heart and my joy and my talents. You know, I am not energized by anger. I am not specifically or massively educated in the intricacies of activism or the environment or oil pipelines. So, you know, I'm constantly in a state of, you know, people giving me a intellectual, logic-based argument. I'm like, I don't know, maybe. That's a good point. But my talents, my strength, my path, my purpose, the flow has been pulling me towards love, towards joy. And I think that you know, if I had a purpose, it would be to work on recalibration of self and refocusing on love, and that being a source of empowerment and strength and energy for others, and helping people to find their truth and using that to find their strength. And hopefully when people find their truth and listen to that voice inside them, then they are called to do good in the world, not from head guilt and obligation, but from heart purpose and joy. And so I think that even as there are people, you know, getting violently attacked, that doesn't mean I need to drop everything in my path of love to join that fight. Those people and all people still need people to pump them up and anchor them into their source, into their heart, into their love, into their true self and value, so that they can have the strength to continue their journey, their battle, their epic myth. So And that leads me to part two of the lesson of, or my what I want to talk about today. You know, the pretty significant, you know, awareness of heart versus head that's going on. So that was kind of like this massive epiphany. And another thing I realized is that I've been consciously aware that one of the things that I want to work on is being more okay with people not liking me. And, you know, I think everybody likes to be liked, but it's also pretty obvious that if you are overly concerned with being liked, then you're in a reactionary state and you're making decisions not based on what you know to be true, but what you think people might feel about what you do. And that's a recipe for suffering. But to do that, you have to be okay with criticism. You have to be okay with people not liking. You have to be okay with people judging you and having a strength in your self, in your truth, aligned in your integrity strong enough that you go, okay, I hear that. It does not change what I believe to be true. Or I hear that and, oh, that's valid. I'm going to now tune back in and see if I need to adjust my interpretation of my truth to see if you've given me some perspective. Because often people will like show you a mirror and go, you know, this is how this sounds to me. Is that what you meant? And you go, oh, gosh, okay, you're right. Let me think about that. And so I was kind of saying to the universe, yes, you know, like, I think it would be better for me and it'd be a good part of my growth and my path if I can just, you know, learn and be more okay with criticism and people not liking me. Specifically, I said people not liking me. And when I thought that, what I was thinking about was people not liking me like critics, like people who have political or cultural or, you know, ideas about how the world should be that is at odds with me. You know, if you you know, work a 9-to-5 and are pursuing an amount of wealth and as your definition of success, then it would be very easy to be critical and dislike me and everything I stand for. Or if you're a supporter of a certain conservative political things, or if you are a believer in certain you know, bigoted philosophies, well, of course I would be someone that you don't like. And so as I was saying this, I was thinking, oh, right, I want to be okay with these category of other, these opponents, the black to my white, the white to my black. I want to be okay with those people disliking me. But the universe, they looked at my syllabus and they said, oh, that's like junior high level stuff. It's easy to be okay with someone who doesn't like you in that regard. Like it is, I have no problem dealing with haters. You know, if I get a comment that's like, you gay, you're such, you're so, you know, it's like, it's so clear that that has nothing to do with me. And it's simply, they're reacting to whatever I reflect in them and stirs up in them. So that actually is a very easy thing for me to deal with, a clear hater. So the universe is like, I think you're ready for a much more advanced class. And so I got some feedback from people that were previously fans, were previously people who had high feelings towards me, who respected me quite a bit, and then sent me some of the harshest emails that I've ever read about how I had let them down and how I had betrayed everything I stand for and how I have lost my way and am now so focused on selfishness and myself that I'm abandoning people in the world that need compassion. There's so much suffering that I'm turning my back on as I, you know, follow my path of selfishness and it's way harder to be okay with being disliked by someone who was at one time a friend or an ally. And I've definitely, you know, it's been much more of a struggle and it's been much more of a forced me to listen to what they're saying, forced me to really be critical of assumptions that I may have made about myself or places that I thought that I was at peace with, and then have to like make sure, like really be challenged and question, okay, am I at peace with this? Am I being selfish? And like, and I was like, okay, well, gosh, you know, I mean, the truth is, all I've really ever done is shared my path. And so to a degree, everything I do is self-centered. Now, is this criticism, have I been changing my perspective? Is this a criticism in reaction to my recent vocalization about not being angry anymore? And they're saying, you're giving up the fight, you know, how, just so that you can be happy? Like, what kind of a love warrior are you? And the whole process was a very interesting kind of recognition of how, you know, careful what you wish for. You know, you pray for patience, and so, you know, you get massive delays put into your life. You know, you don't get the lesson without some hardship. And this has been a growth-filled process of me trying to face these things that are hard to hear and read. So if you're tuning in now and that was your email, that was so beautifully written and so biting, I guess thank you. Thank you for your honesty, and thank you for giving me something to really chew on. But it did contribute to that process of me losing my footing and maybe doubting that I'm done with being upset, until I came back to that awareness of heart versus head, and come back to that truth that I know, which is that if I am in alignment, if I am on a path to finding my truth and my joy, not hedonism, not happiness, but my joy and my purpose, if I try to stay in integrity and in alignment with that sense of the I, the me, of this ego personality, that if I focus on being that and do what I need to do, and that even if that means saying I can't attend this rally, I can't, you know, spend all day in anger, I need to focus, spend some time with a baby and laughing, and need to spend some time in meditation, not thinking about angry things. I need to spend some time taking care of lifting up, even if it means I have to do all those things. I have faith. I know that that is the way that I can be best of service to the world. Because it is easy to slip into the perspective that has been a part of every cycle of human history, which is that it's all falling apart. This is Armageddon. This is the end. Whether it was, you know, the Inquisition or the Cold War, or, I mean, every time in history there have been people saying this is as bad as it's ever been. And so you can, no matter when you were born, live in a state of, this is the most important thing that's happened in the history of mankind, and if you don't spend all your energy trying to fight this fight, you have let down humanity. And I am going to challenge that and say that the battles of the day gives you the landscape to exercise your ability to be your true self, so that you can play the role that you're supposed to play in that, and then act in a way of integrity and purpose from the heart instead of from the head. If you are trying to change the world or fix the world or heal or protect from a place of anger and guilt and obligation, you can be manipulated very easily, and your actions can make an impact in the world in ways that you don't intend, because you are coming from a place that is not connected to source, connected to ultimate truth, connected to your only real anchor to the absolute, which is your true self. I hope by saying that I did not dim anyone's fire. I hope it increased your conviction to walk your path and to bring your light to the dark places of the world, and to shine your light in the light places of the world, and to be you in every step of your journey, because that is the activism that is sustainable, that changes the world and creates the ripples on the front line, in the shopping line, at the mall, in the trenches. That light ripples no matter where you are. So thank you, everyone who is acting as a love warrior in the world. And I will continue to try to re-energize and recalibrate myself and all of us so that we can have what we need to be the perfect cell in this cosmic organism. Thank you. I love you. So wherever you are, grab yourself by the shoulders. Oh, and let go of all of the anger. Let go of all of the us, them. Let go of all the labels and identities and all the things you need to do and all the things undone, all the injustice. Just slip into this now moment. On behalf of Grandpa Caleb and all the love warriors, Happy Hug Nation. I love you.